Hey, you fantastic fluff full of furballs. I'm Blair J. Daniel, an avid NFT collector who has found a home in the borough. And today we're here for the inaugural episode of Under the Hood, a deep dive into the yard sale that is Web3, where every episode we will bring light to the shadows of the blockchain. Join me as I tell stories about Web3. Something came up this week that piqued my ears way, way up. No, not a whitelist to a spicy new collection, not even OG, but something from under the hood of the vast boundaryless borders of Web3, the so-called yard sale of crypto YOLO, and that is community, folks. How do we get to be a community? What makes a community? This led me down the rabbit hole, deep, deeper, until I found what are the two pillars of community as far as I can tell. I think the first is security. Yes, that sexy notion of keeping your assets safe from the thieving bastards everywhere. Now everybody here has a story where they blindsided without an inkling of doubt that it was a legit link in Discord, or trusted a so-called fam and got fished on X. But this is a cautionary tale of ancient approvals and a drain unlike any other. I want you to picture a quiet Saturday night on the Ethereum backstreets. Blocks keep ticking, traders scroll past gaudy profile pictures of apes, penguins, cats, and all other sorts of cute critters, and somewhere a forgotten smart contract, written when people still said GM, unironically, keeps its doors unlocked. That's where she walks in. We still don't know her name. She leaves only a signature on Etherscan and seven words. It's as easy as that, and I never lie. No emojis, no ransom note in the usual all caps bravado. Just a reminder that trustless code has a long memory, and sometimes it remembers the wrong thing. Within minutes, 36 bored apes and 18 mutants slip out of their cages, roughly $3 million at floor. But at this hour, nobody notices. By dawn, a second message lands on chain. Pay 120 ETH and the apes walk home. Not a shakedown price, mind you, a discount. 10% of floor, pre-calculated, efficient, almost merciful. She calls it a bounty, as if she's doing us degens a favor. Cue the entrance of boring security DAO, cool as ice on the nip of Jack Frost's neck. They post a tweet that ends with a coffee cup emoji and the words, "After we brew." Security, they insist, should stay boring, even at gunpoint. But there's nothing boring about the wallets DMing them. A full set of BAYC holders, some minted back in 2021 when gas was cheap. Each holder did the same thing we all did, signed an approval once, told themselves they'd revoke it tomorrow. Tomorrow never came. Saturday, December 16th, 2023 did. Late afternoon, the timeline moves again. Greg Solano, Crypto Gargo, tweets, "I'll put up the 120. Let's get the apes home." This is where things get interesting. Here is a transcript of the conversation between the hacker, NFT trader exploit, and boring security. NFT trader, "I'm a scavenger. The monkeys are safe. They'll go back to the owners. The first exploiter wasn't me. Check the address. I saw loose change, then realized the change was NFTs. My skills are limited. Pulling them costs time and gas. Pay the bounty and they're yours. One BAYC, 30 ETH, 10% is 3 ETH. Send the fee, revoke the bad contract, and we're square." Boring Security DAO, "We'll pay 10% on every NFT, then return them to their wallets. DM us." Trader, "One shot deal. 120 ETH for the lot. I never lie. Do you even have authority to speak for everyone?" "We're funded and ready. Send the apes. Receive 120 ETH immediately. Every return earns you 10% of floor. Let's wrap this cleanly." "Fine. Send the 120 ETH. I'll transfer the monkey license. I already returned some apes and ETH. That's goodwill. No more haggling. And stop with the ads." Hours pass. NFT trader says, "I'm back. Feeling sick. Botched an address. Few NFTs are stuck. One came back for 1.65 ETH. Three others didn't. Pay the difference in ETH?" Boring Security follows up. last ask. You also lifted 23 WEATH from a community member, and they've revoked approval. Return something, and we'll call it 100% closed. Thanks for saving us from a worse attacker. Block Explorer log, 120 ETH transferred from NFT trader to the victim. No fanfare, no boardroom vote, just a founder put his money where his monkey mouth is. The hackers, apparently, keep office hours. Funds arrive, NFTs start flowing back like well-behaved students returning after recess. The DAO unlocks a fresh multi-sig, stores every recovered token. Another tweet, another cup of coffee. All 36 BAYC and 18 MAYC that the exploiter had are now in our possession. We sent her 10% of the floor price of the collections as bounty. We will be working with the affected victims, getting back to them free of charge right after this coffee break. Whole thing, crime, negotiation, resolution, wrapped in 36 hours. The attacker leaves one last note before disappearing. Don't let me catch you next time. Although she went by the name NFT Trader Exploit, she will forever be remembered as the Ape Whisperer. The second pillar of community is value. The Oxford Dictionary says value is how much something is worth in money or other goods for which it can be exchanged. But I think this is a shite definition. It's backwards. The truth of value hinges on the goods. The money is just a sweetener. But what are the goods? What do we consider good? And what would you do for something good? And how does that combine with security give us community? In ancient Greece, long before apps or apes or alpha leaks, there was a secret. It lived in a quiet valley near Ulysses, passed from mouth to mouth, never written down. The people called it the Mysteries. And at the center of that secret was a mother and her daughter. Demeter, daughter of Cronos and Rhea, goddess of the harvest, green of the fields, her daughter Persephone was taken, snatched by Hades into the dark underworld. The first rug pull ever recorded. Demeter, in her grief, let the crops fail, the world withered, and so began the descent. Winter, famine, and fear. But she didn't give up. She searched. She wandered the earth, lighting torches, demanding justice, knocking on doors that were never meant to open. And when she finally found Persephone, that was in the underworld, she struck a deal with the gods Zeus and Hades. For half the year, her daughter would rise again, the ascent. This myth leads to the ancient explanation of the change of seasons and of the succession of the periods of flowering in the spring and summer with those of dormancy in the winter. The Greeks turned this myth into something more, a ritual, a rite, a community. Once a year, in silence and secrecy, at the Eleusinian Mysteries, citizens would drink a humble brew called kikion, barley, mint, possibly a hallucinogenic from an ergo in a fungus of the rye, and witness the drama of Persephone's return. What they saw, we'll never really know. That was the deal, but those who drank it came back changed. They had seen the cycle, understood death, believed in the return. They were initiated, a new kind of community, built not just on belief, but on protection, on keeping a sacred thing secure. You didn't share it, because to share it was to kill it. And that's the lesson. Value without security is just sentiment. Security without value is paranoia. But when you hold something truly valuable and you protect it with others, you get community. Maybe the mystery isn't what the drink was or what Persephone saw in the underworld. Maybe the real mystery is how strangers, anons, scumbags, devs, artists, you, me, can become a family simply by agreeing that this thing we have is sacred, a safety and a secure secret, value derived by communing with degens all over the world. Cicero, a Roman statesman, saw the Mysteries as not just a religious ceremony, but as a moral compass and a social fabric, binding individuals into a collective greater than themselves. It is the tie that binds the civilized world. He meant that about the mysteries, but it's true for our communities as well. You're part of something, but this time our community isn't a secret. It's yours to tell the world. So where does that leave us? What have we learned from those clowns from BAYC who left their assets unprotected? And the Greeks who drank LSD every year? What is the connection? Well, it's simple. Protect your asset that gets you into the community. Because you may think that your wallet is safe and won't get hacked, but guess what, you gold-furred trench bunny? It can. Listen to the ape whisperer in your big-ass pointy ears saying, "Don't let me catch you next time." So let's talk about vaulting. The calm, cool side of self-custody, where you can keep your own keys in your own pocket. Vaulting means putting your NFTs or crypto into cold storage, a wallet that's offline and can't be hacked by a rogue click. Think Ledger, Trezor, or even a smart contract vault like Defender 3. The whole idea? Keep your most valuable assets out of reach from scammers. And why bother? Because every day there's a new fake mint, a slick phishing DM, or a shady quote-unquote support account trying to catch you slipping. If you lose a hot wallet, you lose everything. But if you lose your cold wallet, you just grab a new one, re-enter the seed phrase, and you're back. Vaulting gives you peace of mind. Getting set up is easy. Buy your device only from the official site. It costs you around $85, but don't buy from eBay or resellers. When you get it, open the box. There's a device, cable, seed phrase card. Install Ledger Live or Trezor Suite. Pick your network, install a token app. When the seed phrase pops up, write it on paper. Store it into two safe spots. No screenshots, ever. From there, play it safe. Update firmware when asked. Don't sign contracts blindly. Use burner wallets for risky stuff. Your vault is sacred. Store only or sign only when you've triple checked. Remember, hot wallets are for daily use. Cold wallets are for legacy, for grails, for peace of mind. That's it. I know you swashbucklers and rebels can do it. Any questions, you can find me in my DMs on Discord. So now you know why my ears have been touching the sky. The question that has been burning my bunny hole. What is community and how do we get to it? We secure the token that holds the value of what we find good. What is the community where we can share in what's good? Okay, that concludes our first episode of Under the Hood. Thanks for listening. I hope this deep dive helps you make informed decisions on your assets. Tune in next time for some more tales from the yard sale that is Web3.